Welcome to Creating Flow, the podcast where I, Joni Francisco, hope to empower women helpers and healers to unblock their energy and unlock their power. We're tackling the tough reality that many in the healing profession today often are sacrificing their own well-being in the pursuit of helping others. Not only do I think this is just plain wrong, but it ends up draining the vitality and diminishing their ability to serve. I've experienced this struggle firsthand, and I emerged with the insights and strategies to break that cycle. That's why each week we explore practical methods not only to replenish your energy, but also to cultivate abundance in your life. You'll gain actionable steps to fill your cup first, ensuring you can overflow with energy and serve others without burning out. Does your container have holes in it? Is your vase tipped over and pouring out? In today's episode, we're going to explore what it means to fill up your container so you can overflow versus pour out, to call back all of your energy so you can feel good consistently without burning out. But first, if you like what you hear today, then I would highly suggest joining the Abundance and Flow community on School. Not only are there free, awesome AF trainings in there, we are building a community of other helpers and healers ready to have more abundance and flow in their lives. Let's journey together towards freedom in life, health, and business. The link to join us is in the show notes, and I hope to see you there. I'm going to start today by asking you a few questions and just really tap into, does this sound like you? Have you noticed that you are tired no matter how much sleep you get? You feel like you need a vacation from life. If only I could just have a few months away, I'd feel better. You are not sure if you can keep going without burning out. You may even be dreading showing up for your clients that you love or even hanging out with your friends and family. You feel like you do so much for others. So why do you feel so tired? Well, today we're going to talk about your container. And maybe your container needs some holes filled. Maybe your container needs to get some more input, some more faucets flowing in so that it can actually overflow. What I see happening with helpers and healers is their container. Let's speak to that for just a minute. What is your container? Your container is really your energy, right? It is this capacity to hold energy in your mind, your body, and your spirit. And we'll use the proverbial bucket or vase today just because that really brings in good imagery for you. Like if you had a bucket, a pail, you're hauling water to the house, right? You're going out to the faucet, filling it up and trying to bring it in the house to do dishes or something, right? And it has all these holes poked in it, right? Then you are going to notice that it's almost empty before you even get to the job or to the place that it's supposed to be pouring out into. Or you can imagine if you have a vase, you know, it's filled with these beautiful flowers and it's filled with a bunch of water, and you just start pouring it out, tipping it over and pouring it out. Well, what happens? Well, pretty soon it's empty, right? Versus if you could have this big, beautiful vase or this nice bucket without any holes in it, and you have these faucets just flowing in there, flowing all of this energy into those buckets, and then they're able to overflow. And all of that overflow of energy can then be used to serve other people, to go out to other people, to help other people. One thing that I think often with my clients that I explain to them that they might not have understood before, but they get it as soon as we talk about it, is this idea that when we have a container that we're constantly pouring out of and we're down to our last drop, other people can feel that. Other people know and can feel the energy of taking your last drop. They'll still take it because they need it. And they need the help, but they can feel that it is your last drop. So again, the invitation, if you can find a way to seal up the holes and to overflow, then that energy is going to be much more clean. And then they can feel that that's coming to them with abundance. You have a lot to give. You have an abundance of this energy from which to serve from. So what does create these holes, right? So now we have this bucket. It's full of holes. We can't get enough water in there to do anything worth purpose, right? So what creates these holes and these drains in your energy? What makes it so that it's not filling up, but tipping out? And some of this might be kind of hard to hear the first run, so feel free to come back and listen again. Put on your love bubble so you can hear it and look at it with curiosity. That's always the invitation during these healing journeys, right? People are often one of the reasons that we are pouring out. And this might not even be their fault. It might be ours, right? We think we need to fix them. We think that they are worse off than us. We think that they require more than we do. But in reality, some people will always just take without giving. They don't realize it. They don't do it on purpose. It's just the way they have learned to cope in this world, right? But that being said, we have a choice as to which people are in our lives, right? To some extent. So lies and confusion create these holes too. And what I mean by this is where we're not being honest with ourselves in the way that we feel or the things that we want or the life that we want to live, then we're creating a lie, right? We're creating this chaos. We're creating this confusion because we don't own our truth. Some of the other things like unaligned tasks. So we're doing things, we're showing up in this world in ways that are not in alignment with us. We're, you know, you're going through the fast food at McDonald's when you know that you would rather be eating foods that are much more nutrient dense, some vegetables, some salmon, some avocados, like things that build energy in your body, right? But you continue to do it. And that's, you know, there's like many stories. You don't have the time to prep. You don't have that available to you and et cetera, et cetera. We are so good at justifying that, right? But it's still unaligned. The other thing is unaligned tasks are like in our work. Like we're doing jobs, we're doing tasks within our day-to-day that don't align with the person that we really are. And that goes along with purpose as well. And I have another episode on purpose. You can jump in there. But the piece about that is if we are not being pulled into action, but rather pushed, then that will drain our energy as well. Things like unresolved trauma, unresolved experiences, places where energy is stuck, emotions are stuck, they're blocked in our body. Those drain our energy, putting our energy towards other things that don't fulfill us, right? We're saying yes when we want to be saying no. One of my favorite quotes for people that are approaching this burnout stage, right, is no. Like it's a complete sentence. That's all it takes. We don't have to have excuses. We don't have to have anything else. Just no. The other thing that drains our energy is often just the way we're looking at things, right? It's like this lens that we're wearing and we don't, again, realize it many times, but we may be looking and saying things to ourselves that feel like victim. Like I have to go to work. I have to clean my house. Feels much different than I am excited to go serve my clients and help them. I am so grateful I have this beautiful house to keep me warm and to provide me with comfort. And I get to keep it clean so that I feel good in it, right? Much different. Same thing, just rewording, new lens. And this particularly comes up in people that are having symptoms of that chronic fatigue, autoimmune, adrenal fatigue, things like that, because even in that sickness, there's like some true physiological things. But if we can change the way we feel about that and the way that experience is happening to us, then we can move through it. But also the drains won't be there, leaving us feel as tired, or this perception that because I have, and this happened to me, I'll just use an example and I'll be helpful for you probably. I have antibodies that are consistent with Hashimoto's, right? I had a time in my life where I couldn't even get off the couch to do hardly anything, was having full-blown Hashimoto's, but also an adrenal fatigue. But I would look through this lens of, I have a Hashimoto's that will make me tired. And it didn't matter if I actually even went and did the thing, right? Like sometimes I would just be like, it's going to be like, make me too tired. I can't do it. Or I would go and I would have the expectation that I was going to be tired. So it drained me. It was a hole in my bucket thinking about myself as having Hashimoto's and instead of having some symptoms of Hashimoto's or having things that I could put in some boundaries and then I would be able to have more energy, right? And we'll go over a little more of that in a little bit. Some other things that drain our energy are old beliefs. And these are kind of things about being in alignment to things we know to be true or feel to be true, but we have this belief from our experiences, especially when we're young, that it's not true, right? So it's a belief that we've adopted that is a limiting belief. And some of those things that come up are about worthiness, right? Or like, it's a waste of money to spend money on good food. It's a waste of money to spend on self-care. It's a waste of time to do things of self-care. Or we're more productive if we just keep going. You'll be fine, right? Those are possibly beliefs you have that are keeping you in this place of having low energy because your body is craving you to slow down. Right. And really, there is this idea of slowing down to speed up, which I love. And I think it does serve us really well because if we can take care of our container, we're able to move at a much higher pace. Right. But that on the other side of that, these beliefs really stick in us and we need to look and identify that maybe where that's at. And the invitation there is to always explore that with curiosity. What am I believing about this situation that's not true? And again, I kind of explained that before too, of that lens, right? Like I have to go see my clients. Well, it's not really true. I mean, we want to show up and do a good job, right? We want to serve people well, but you don't have to, right? And so if you can switch that around, again, that belief, some of them won't be this easy, but it's one of those that you can switch just by the words and it'll feel better. And oftentimes that's true. But oftentimes we have to look at beliefs that are stuck like in our body and our subconscious that we're not even realizing that we're running on, right? We've developed these beliefs from when we are like 6 to 9 years old. And we've been looking at that lens ever since. And we haven't even stopped to see that that's not our true belief. Another thing that gets in the way of filling our bucket is really that sense of worth, that you are worthy of filling your bucket first so that you can overflow, right? Like it's a super important thing to be able to recognize that you are worth filling your bucket first. And another thing I often see is this, as we go along, we even believe in this and we'll believe in this for others, but we will lose sight of this idea that we are the creator of our own life, right? We get to create the life that we want. We also get to create the energy that we want to have. And this, some of this is practical, some of this is energetic, some of this is, you know, doing the work to free up the space, but you are the creator of your energy. So you get to take the power back. And that will be life-changing for you if that is the only thing you get from this whole episode, is that you have the power to create the life. You have the power to create the life you want, the life you dream of. You get to create how you feel as you move through life. So what if you could fill up your container so you can overflow instead of pour out? How would that feel for you? How would that feel for others? What would it take? Well, we got to plug up those holes and we got to find new faucets to fill from, right? So if we don't have the faucets that we need to fill up, we need to find them. So what are some things you can do to fill your bucket? These are going to go through these briefly, but again, most of these topics will be covered throughout the other episodes that we have. So it would take filling up our bucket. It would take filling up those holes. And so I'm going to go over a few of these things, a few ways that you can do that, some practical tips right now. And many of the other episodes you're going to come across will be talking about these same things in the Creating Flow, because it really is my mission to help other helpers and healers really get their energy back and to be able to serve at higher capacity. My bigger mission is really this generational healing and by helping other helpers and healers really have their energy to do that, that gets to be very exponential. And that's what I'm here for. So back to business, my little soapbox. But so boundaries, right? Boundaries are going to be your friend if you need to fill up your bucket. And these are boundaries with yourself. These are boundaries with other people. These are boundaries with your time. These are boundaries with your sleep. These are boundaries with your nutrition, your foundations. And quickly on boundaries, I know this is a hot topic now too. One thing I try to help people remember is that a boundary is set up to tell you how to act, to tell you how to be, and to tell you how to show up. It doesn't have anything to do with the other people and their behavior. If somebody is doing something to you, right? The boundary isn't for them to change the way they are. The boundary is for you to not stay in that space. So hopefully that makes sense. And there is an episode coming up on that. It's in the works. The other way that we often, like, it's so easy, but we often have not been brought up to do this is ask, right? So we haven't been brought up, or we're out of practice, or we don't know how it works, but asking other people to put some love in our bucket is one of the fastest ways to start filling it back up. You know, you have a friend that would probably be willing to deliver your groceries, or asking the neighbors that are going to pick up their kids for the soccer practice to see if they could bring your kids home to you. Just give yourself a few minutes, right? And just asking for what you need. This, again, it's a big topic and there's so many nuances there, but it is a way. So if there is a place that you can start asking for more filling of your bucket, the invitation is to do so. The other is prioritizing what brings you joy, what brings you love, and what does fill you up, like what feels fulfilling to you. And this will be different for everybody. Some people, volunteering brings them lots of joy and really is fulfilling. And for other people that are around other people all the time or are introverted, that's really hard and drains their bucket. But they like to give cash, right? It takes all the things. And so just finding those things that bring you joy, those things that you feel filled up from, and doing more of that. And another thing that's really hard when we're not feeling good and we're feeling tired is we let those foundations of our wellness kind of go down the same drain as this water, right? But if you can do just the few things to really give yourself that, the feeling that you're a priority, so getting as good a nutrition as you can, finding those hacks, finding those simple things like, you know, protein shakes aren't always the end all be all and there's choices there. But sometimes if that's all the protein you're going to get and that's the only meal you have while you're running around, it's way better than either grabbing something through the drive-through or just not eating at all. And so finding those places where you can find some shortcuts for yourself that allow you to prioritize yourself and build those foundations. So nutrition, movement, sleep, those basic needs that really are the necessary for our body to be in good energy, but also our mind, right? And so finding the places where you can build those foundations and prioritize them, that will get you, again, refilling that bucket faster because it will be draining that hole. When we don't get those needs met, again, you can, I'm sure, ascertain from that that that's another drain, right? So this is a big topic too. If you are not open to receiving, it will be very hard to fill your bucket. And this is similar to the asking, but also we have to be able to receive. And receive is a very feminine quality. So that's not a gender thing. It's a quality of feminine. And we all have this like feminine masculine balance. It's the balance of being and doing. And the more we can be in a state of being, the more we're going to be able to receive. And this is anything. This is love. This is time. This is abundance. This is joy. We have to be in a space of receiving. And often this takes a lot of practice because we are living in this culture of doing, 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 and taking action that might not be inspired or aligned action just for the sake of getting something done, when there may be an easier way if we're able to sit back and be open to that receiving and allowing that information to come to us and allowing the places to dissipate that we don't need to worry about along the way, and to have some more ease and flow with that. I often see this with clients is this idea of if we're wanting to receive more love or we're craving more love. But it's again, this is a lens problem, right? Because many people have been brought up to show or give love in a different way. And many people feel loved in a different way. So one way to open your receiving muscle is to be looking for places that people are giving you love that you aren't seeing because you're not interpreting it as love, right? And so it might be someone sending you a text message saying they're thinking about you, or did you get the groceries, right? That feels different, but that might be that person's way of just being like, oh, I'm thinking about you. And are you feeding yourself well, right? But to you, it's like, oh, another message, right? And it's just looking at things with that, again, I can't emphasize enough that place of curiosity, right? Like, look at the places that people are trying to give to you that you're blocking because you're not open to that receiving. The other place of really filling up our energetic bucket is that connection to yourself and connection to source and connection to others. And again, that's with our boundaries, right? The energy that we can receive from source is abundant. There is no limit, just as that energy is the universal energy, source energy. There is no limit. It goes to infinity. And also the energy that we can create, if we have the foundations, is the same. We can grow our energy as much as we need, as much as we want, as long as we are in a place that we allow ourselves to do that. Again, it's much easier to do with a much more full bucket. And we talked a bit about what causes holes, right? So we need to plug those holes. And a lot of times this is doing some healing work with a coach or a guide or a healer. Oftentimes our subconscious kind of hides that stuff from us and in a way of self-preservation, right? We don't want to get kicked out of the tribe. We don't want to not feel worthy. We want to not be abandoned. It's looking for those things all the time. And we will have to go against something we already know to have something new. And so working with a practitioner will help you see the things you can't see. And that will help you be able to integrate the new belief as you're letting go of the old belief block experience. And the other thing that happens with that in the beliefs are these things called double binds. And double binds are conflicting ideas about something. And they keep us very stuck, which will also be very draining because we want to do something, but the belief underneath of it is not in congruence with what we want to do. And now we've talked about holes in the bucket and we've talked about overflowing. And I would like to add a third course here that happens to us with growth, right? Sometimes our container just becomes too small and constricts our energy. So we just have to get a new flipping container, a bigger vase, a bigger bucket. And that way we're able to catch more as it comes in, but we're also able to overflow more. And this will allow our energy to even be bigger. As you go through this, maybe there are some things you're resonating here with and some of the ideas, and perhaps some you don't. And that's the way the journey of healing is, right? I will tell you, I've been in a place where my bucket was completely drained. And full transparency, this is something I still have to work on. I still have to practice. I still have to remind myself because it goes against the things I know or I thought I knew to be true, right? And I had a belief that, you know, the more you give, the more you receive, which it is true. But you have to take care of yourself first and give from a place of overflowing, not a place of sacrificing your own being, your own values, your own health in order to serve others. You source wants you to be in a place of abundance and a place that you're overflowing from. Where I still get out of sync with this is I do just get caught in the day-to-day things, and I have to tell myself and remind myself, you know, I'm feeling kind of drained. Like, where am I out of alignment? But the difference between now and how I used to be is I didn't know, or I had forgotten, that I was the creator, right? I am the creator of my energy. I am the person that gets to make the choices to put myself in places where I'm getting my bucket filled, or to put my place in myself in situations where I am just pouring out, pouring out, pouring out. I also now have the tools, right? The tools to get back into alignment and the tools to fill back up. I know what foods fill me up. I know what exercise I need to do. I know how much time I need to spend doing energy work on myself. I know how much time I have to spend sleeping. I know how much time, and I just have to get back into sync, right? And with that, I've also learned to have some empathy, some grace, some compassion with myself, and know that there are these seasons in life. There's these balance shifts where the kids might have more practices and I might not be able to get as much work done, which again, that is an actually not true statement, but in my life, that's how it feels, right? Time is a constraint we put on ourselves. And again, I practice this as I go too, right? I have the tools, but I do have to still be in practice. And this was really one of the driving factors of creating my 90-day flow method program for other helpers and healers, was because I know they can come from a different place. They don't have to serve while sacrificing their own health and energy and family time and feel drained all the time. It just isn't the way I believe life is meant to be. And I believe that we are all worthy of getting to have the life that we want and desire and feel the way we want to feel as we move through it. I also know there's a lot of us that are very strongly driven to our purpose and our values. And also, you get to have both. It is an and universe. You get to serve and feel good. You get to help people and spend time with your family. You get to go out with your friends, and you can have a movement program, right? And the fastest way to filling your bucket is being able to approach this from a really holistic mind, body, spirit way. And this allows you to plug up all those drains and just to be able to witness the places that you're leaking energy. When people complete the 90 days, they have the tools, the resources to take action. And even if they continue to work with me on the healing pieces, right? Sometimes it takes a little longer than the 90 days to go through our 40 years of stuff we've been putting in, right? But you have the tools, you have the belief in yourself, and you can move forward, much like I was alluding to in myself, where you're not coming from the place of a victim. You're coming from the place with the power. And so that is the most important thing for people to remember. I also wanted to jump in on why it is so important for helpers and healers to nourish themselves. We're often working with energy, whether you witness it, call it that or not, and doing this in a creative way. Again, whether you identify as being creative in the way you do your work, you are. And when your container is full, you get to work from a place of abundant energy versus a place of scarcity or lack or sheer determination. Just keep on pushing through until you get it done, right? That is not sustainable. You will burn out. You will become to have health issues. You have to be in this place where you are filling yourself up first. And we talk about this, they do it on the airplane. And I know all the moms, including me, we roll our eyes, right? We're like, we are not putting our oxygen mask on first when my kids are all sitting here. They're getting the oxygen first. Well, it doesn't work like that. If you're able to put your oxygen on first, then you can help so many more people around you because you haven't now passed out from lack of oxygen. and you can help get the oxygen on everybody. So when we're able to work from that place of abundant energy, we create flow. We create flow in our life, our health, our business, and we're able to move through the challenges, the nuance, this thing we call life with a little more ease, a little bit more grace, but a lot more energy. And that we get to choose. So again, the invitation here is to put on your curiosity hat and identify those holes in your bucket and those things that fill your bucket up. Or you have another choice, right? A choice is more than one thing. You can keep on keeping on with the way you're going. You can keep feeling tired. You can keep feeling sick. You can know that you are not in a sustainable place. And you can give until you have nothing left to give. And this is where we're seeing so many practitioners, so many helpers in that place of burnout, where they can no longer function at the capacity that they know they should be able to, or they could be able to. So there's the invitation. Again, I would much rather you see yourself as the one that can fill your bucket and plug up all those drains and live a life that's very full and how you want and desire. So thank you again to all my listeners. I love that you're here, and I'm sending you so much love. Until next time, we will see you next week. So amazing. You've reached the end of another episode of Creating Flow, and I want you to know I appreciate your presence and to remind you knowledge is powerful, but taking action is transformative. I invite you to take the next step to activate your full potential today by scheduling a complimentary 15-minute session with me. A no-obligation chat to identify the messages your body is sending you and how I can not only help you understand these messages, but teach you how to heal your body in order to have an abundance of health and energy in your life and business. Visit the link in the show notes to book a call, and I'll see you next week.